Oh my gosh. Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show, baby, the big show. One of these days I'll learn how to unmute the mic and we'll all be good. Sorry about the little late start, but I'm very excited tonight. I'm all a flutter and all thumbs because we've got a fantastic guest tonight. Fantastic, I'm telling you. Miss Kristen Falconer, alternative rock singer-songwriter, musician, model, and actress. Kristen, how are you? That's a lot.
I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Your business cards must be like 9x3 or something. You know what I mean? They, like, they unfold and just keep unfolding, which is awesome, you know?
Thank you.
So, you know, yeah, tell me the story. You're from Colorado, right?
I'm from Colorado. Originally, I'm actually in Colorado right now celebrating the holidays with my family, and this is where I'm from originally.
Nice.
But then I've lived in Los Angeles for 10 years, and I just moved to the East Coast to work with my new record label, so it's a new thing.
Wow. Very cool. I went to Denver for a weekend to visit a friend and met a girl, wound up staying a year, you know, one of those, probably about 10 or 15 years back. Had a great time. I love Colorado. Colorado in the winter, though, that is definitely an acquired taste, and you have to know what you're doing. You know, it gets awful cold, but, you know, you're used to it.
A little silly.
Or did you?
Yeah.
Did you forget?
Well,
Kristen?
Okay. So I'll be honest. So I grew up in Colorado. I grew up skiing, and then actually I lived in Jackson Hole for a little while, Wyoming, which, you know, is like Alaska. And then I moved to LA, and I was there for 10 years, and I kind of acclimated and got used to, you know, the beach and the sun. In fact, when I left LA, it was 95, and I went from LA to East Coast weather, and I went from like 95 to 20, and I'm not handling it the way I thought I would. So I've been a little bit of a wuss, but that's okay.
Oh, man. She's the type of girl that tries to wear those flip-flops even in December.
And my best friend who lives back east was like, no, go change right now.
You gotta put some socks on.
Right, exactly.
Get a scarf, you know. That's cool. That's very cool. Now, did you, when you were starting out, were you a musical girl, or was it the modeling and acting, or what was the progression of creativity? I'm curious to know.
Oh, my poor parents. They had to deal with Little Miss production over here. I just was constantly involved in the arts, and I actually started training my vocals professionally at 6 years old, and I was in a touring chorale, which was fantastic. I'm like a huge, strong believer in classical training. And so I grew up in a choir, in a touring chorale, and that was, I think, just the best training in the world for a vocalist, in my own personal opinion. But then I was also involved in, I went to a specialized school that focused on acting and like kind of like the arts. It was very art focused. And so I did a lot of acting, and then I got into modeling. And then I think I got picked up with an agency when I was about 11. So then I started modeling and doing some acting as well. But through it all, I mean, my real passion is truly my music, although I dabble in the other two, and I enjoy, you know, all the arts, but I'm definitely a musician at heart.
I see. Well, you know, that's cool, you know, and you said something very important too. I brought this up on a couple of shows. I got to tell you, I was floored a few weeks ago. I don't do social media like I used to. You know, I used to be on social media a lot, but I kind of do my thing on it. And I was, one night I was scrolling through, and this woman was complaining about having to drive her kid to like ballet or something. And I'm like, you know, maybe that's kind of your job now, you know, we need more art in the world. I'm kind of a bleeding heart saying that, but the thing is, and then when I hear someone like yourself that's so driven and whatnot, and you mentioned, you know, you said my poor, And, you know, not that it's a big burden or anything, but the thing is man, they made sure you got those lessons and did all that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's tip of the hat to them. That's the way it's supposed to be done, folks. That's the way it's supposed to be done. Don't complain on Facebook about having to take your kid to ballet or karate or whatever, you know? Just do it.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, I have to say my parents played such an integral role because they really did help arbor all of my my passions and what I wanted to do. And if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't be where I am. But that's kind of ridiculous. Like, if your kid is interested in music and the arts, then please support that. Like, support the arts, you know, that's what we need to do.
Right, exactly. Well, that's cool. So you were, singing away and everything. At what point did you say, well, you know, rock and roll and guitars, that's for me. I got to do it, you know. When did the alternative rock catch your attention?
That's a really good question. And I think, okay, so the answer to that, it's very interesting. I think that rock found me. I actually dabble in several different types of music. I do electronic, I do pop, I do pop rock. But I think my vocals are much more rock. That's just what they are. That's what I was born with. And I grew up on rock. Like, I grew up on punk rock, underground punk, rock and roll. It's definitely in my blood. But I think that my vocals kind of chose it more than I did, in a way. You know, I mean, it's a piece of who I am. But I think also you have to kind of adhere to what your vocals sound like. I mean, if you sing like a country western singer, you can't go and be Britney Spears. You know, you kind of have to do country western.
Right.
So, you know, for me, it's just like I have rock vocals, and thank God I enjoy rock, and that's what I was raised on. So that's what I do.
That's cool. Well, you definitely do, and I think maybe the classical training play some role in that as well. You have a very, very powerful voice, and I dig it. You know. But I've always liked, like Pat Benatar, Kate Bush and stuff, you know, people that could just, really like throw it out there. And you do. You do.
Thanks.
You know, it's delicate and feminine at a point. And then it's the kick to the face. You know, it's I love it. It's very, very good. I'm not a musician. I'm just a listener, a fan of music. Music's always been such a big part of my life, though. Everybody I've known growing up, I was the painter kid, always drawing stuff, and all of my friends were in band. How that went, you know, and so I kind of grew up around it, and I just love it. And it's such a hard. I mean, it's easy for me just to draw something, you know, that's no big deal. But, man, to like put together a song and stuff, that's involved. I'm blown away. Yeah, no, I'm so impressed.
It's a lot of work. I don't think people realize.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know, then.
But it's like one song is like months of work. It's crazy.
Over and over and over and over. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Craziness.
I love it. Yeah, it's crazy.
So that's cool. You were you said, okay, I'm done with Colorado. You moved out to LA, and you were out there for 10 years. What'd you think of LA compared to, via Wyoming, I should say. What'd you think of it compared to the plains and mountainous areas of Colorado and Wyoming?
That's a loaded question. Okay, so LA is okay. So let me start with the pros. LA is fantastic because you can very easily and quickly travel to the beach. You can go to the mountains. Anywhere you want to go, anything you want to do is feasible. You're never bored. There's always something like ridiculously awesome going on that you can get yourself involved in. There's a million, actually 300 million people for you to meet. And all kinds of things to do. The cons is that you're living in a gigantic city. It's very competitive, and as a result, people tend to be a little bit more guarded, as they should be. And so it's a different culture altogether. I think growing up, you know, in Colorado, it's like you know all of your neighbors. They all know you. It's like neighborhood watch. You know your whole community. I didn't really experience that in LA. I mean, I knew certain people very, very well, but I think It's a little, because there's so many people, it's a little less personal.
Right.
So that, I think, you know, that would be the con, but there's so many great things about LA too. It was obviously a culture shock going to LA, and then culture shock leaving LA because it's so gigantic.
Right. It is. It's very strange. I grew up in Detroit and then went to college in Boston. So it was very, you know, I when I went to college, it was weird because I was, like I said, the cool drawing, painting guy. And then I showed up to college and, you know, there was 15,000 cool drawing, painting guys and gals. And about 14,999 of them were a little better than I was, or at least I thought at the time, you know.
Oh, it's
very
better.
Intimidating.
Yeah.
But I remember leaving Boston, and then I moved to San Diego, and I was like, whoa, this is 180 degrees of where I, you know, temperature and culturally from where I was coming from. But it's interesting, Southern California, you know, it's crazy. It's the only place in the world you'll see 200 car wrecks, you know, accidents happen when it rains.
Exactly.
All
that's so true. You know. It's like Armageddon when the rain comes.
Oh, I'm telling you.
That's funny.
Why is this water in the sky? I don't understand. I'm kidding. I'm kidding, folks. You don't have to email. It's quaint, and we love it about you.
I love LA. Let me just put it out there. The truth is, I love Los Angeles, and I love my people. And I was there for 10 years. I wouldn't have been, you know, but but like anywhere, it has its pros and cons.
crazy. And so then you headed back east. Now, where about, New York or New York South or where about?
You know, I wanted to take a break from the city, honestly. I wanted to go back to the country for a little while. So my label that I just signed with, international record label Bentley Records, which I'm very excited about.
Nice.
And they're out of New York City. So I'm really, really, really excited about working with them. And we're off to a good start. But I moved to Raleigh, North Carolina, which is where my best friend is.
Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
City.
And it's like kind of right in between Nashville and New York, so it's a great location, you know? And I'm loving it. It's really like foodie and trendy, and the people are amazing, and it's, I mean, nature everywhere. I love it.
It's outstanding. Outstanding. I saw a lot of paintings up in that neck of the woods. It's I like to visit anytime I can just because it's wonderful. Except that that early part of spring, man, when it all the pollen happens. It's like, whoa. But other than that week, it's fantastic. One of my favorites.
So I've been forewarned.
You're right,
I've been forewarned about the pollen pollen, which is I haven't experienced
it'll
it, but people have been telling me stories, So
it's
I will
coming.
Find out.
It's worth it. You know, it's with one, everything has, every place has a little hiccup, you know. That's, and if that's the only hiccup that you're dealing with, a week of, you know, sniffling, you're good, man. How, you know, that could be way worse, you know, deal.
Hey, I'd rather have I'd rather have the pine, it's not ponderosa, but the pine forest than not, right? Because I love pines.
Absolutely. It's fantastic. Now we have three tracks that the Raven sent over, and big shout out to Raven too. Raven is your PR person, and he goes beyond, above and beyond, and really good guy.
He does. He is.
He absolutely does. He sent over three tracks. He goes, these are some great tracks. You got to check these out. I want to play one just to get the kind of the ball going, rolling, so people get a taste of just what a fantastic musician you are. We've got
Thank
History,
you.
Fun, and Phoenix. What do you think we should play first? What should we hit people with first, do you think?
I think we should start off with History because it has Jason Sutter, the drummer on it, and a lot of people know Jason from Marilyn Manson and AFI and various well-known bands. He's a very well-known and successful drummer out there, and I just think it's a fantastic track, and I was really honored to have him on it. So I think that's a good one to start off with.
Outstanding. Here it is, folks. This is History, Kristen Falconer. Kristen, am I saying your last name right, or am I butchering that up?
It's Falconer,
right?
But that's close enough. Yeah.
Falconer.
Totally.
Falconer. I will never forget now. burned in my brain, baby. It's burned in my brain. And on that note, here's History. Check it out, everybody. And there it was, folks. That was History. History featuring Christian Falconer, featuring Jason Sutter from Marilyn Manson, AFI, and various other bands. Now, Kristen, how did that happen, man? How did that happen? Were you guys just at the same supermarket or something someday? And you said, hey, I want you on my record. No, I don't know.
I'm just really fortunate. I know, right? I mean, that's kind of how things happen in L.A. I have to say I was just really fortunate. Being in the industry for 10 years, I was lucky to meet just a plethora of individuals. I know so many different musicians, which is great because there's such a huge culture and community of musicians and producers and engineers. And Jason was just one of those great people I ran into and got to know a little bit. And not only is he a fantastic, totally talented drummer, but he's a really great person too. So I just really wanted to get him involved in my project. And of course I was honored and like really excited when he wanted to get involved as well. So it just kind of worked out and I was really psyched about it. So, yeah.
That's cool. And you know, you're in the business. Drummers could be hard to find, man.
Good drummers are hard. All the good drummers are working, you know, they're working because they're hard to find.
And usually in about 8 different bands at the same time.
No, totally.
At least the ones
good
always
for them.
Were.
You know, good
yeah,
for them.
Exactly. Well, they got a lot of equipment to buy, you know. You got to work.
That's right.
Hey,
that's true.
We have a caller. So let's take the call real quick. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Jamie. Hello, Kristen.
Hey.
Hello. Kim K. Jones.
Kim K.
Yep.
Jones. How are you,
I have
Kim?
To call in and always, oh, good. I had some oral surgery done, but nothing will stop me from calling in and supporting our artists. And Kristen is absolutely amazing. And so I'm calling and freezing, but
you,
I'm good.
I thought of you today, Kim.
Thanks for the call and for your support, Kim.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah, Kim's great.
Yeah.
Kim, I was at a restaurant, a little sub sandwich place called Jersey Mike's we have out here. Danny wanted a sub, so we went in there, and they always have weather on. They have a bunch of TVs, and they have the weather on one of them. And I'm always looking at the weather, and it was right in your neck of the woods. There's a winter storm or something happening today, right?
Actually, it was the other day, and we're probably going to get another one in on Sunday. But it was bad. Unfortunately, I lost a good friend due to that storm as well.
Oh. So sorry to hear that. That's terrible. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
Kristen, I just stepped
terrible.
In it.
So, you know, you living in Florida, but I'm sure, you know, icy roads, they just, nobody ever knows. And, you know, you hit a patch of black ice and then, you know, someone's gone and it's hard to accept at times, but.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I had no idea. My sympathies. That's terrible. Crazy.
Well,
yeah, folks,
thank
be careful
you, Jamie,
if you're out there driving in bad weather. That's.
That's definitely. But like I said, you know, nothing's going to stop me. From calling in and giving support to our artists. And like I said, Kristen's absolutely amazing. And we look forward to a lot of things that's going to be going on. So,
outstanding.
And a shout out to Raven, her manager. He, you know, my agent.
Oh, yeah.
I love all my agents, but he's awesome. So.
Very, very cool. Very, very good guy. And I'm glad, Kristen, you're working with Kim and Raven. Both just fantastic folk. I've never heard a bad thing about them. And I, of course, I'm on the spot now saying that. I'm all turned around, Kim. I'm all turned around. Crazy. Gosh. Okay. Get it together, Jamie. Get it together. So we were just talking. Now, Kristen, you had said you had moved out to the Raleigh area and whatnot. Now, are you playing out in support of your music or just really promoting it right now?
Since I just signed with the new label, we're actually kind of reconstructing my project right now. And there's going to be, actually, you're the first one. This is like very new news. We haven't even actually done the official release. So I guess you're getting it before everybody else. But now that I'm signed with Bentley, we're kind of restructuring things and getting it ready to go. So there'll be an official release. And there'll be a re-release of some of my old material. And then there'll be some new stuff coming up. Of course, the old material is going to have a little bit of a twist and a new sound on it. So it'll all be new. It'll all be good. But that's what I'm working on right now is that kind of stuff. And then there's some additional things that I'm working on and more like the acting world and some additional modeling stuff that I'm doing as well. So.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. See,
yeah.
You know, Kim, she's just like us. She never sleeps. She just keeps working and working.
I know.
The machine, eh? That's good. Oh, man. I'm telling you, it's crazy. Well, you know, and that tells you something, too. It's obviously great work ethic you were raised with and whatnot. That's one of the things, you know, in my world, in the painting world, I hear from young people all the time. They're like, you know, I want to be doing what you're doing. And, you know, the level of what you're doing. And I'm like, well, you know, that's great. And they're like, I really wish I could paint all day. And I'm like, yeah, me too. But, you know, there's usually about 5 hours of that out of a 12-hour day every day. You know, you have to work. And any successful person I've met, despite what business they're in, that's the case. And it can be hard in the creative fields, you know, because let's face it, artsy-fartsy creative people sometimes aren't as driven. Or I shouldn't say they're not driven. They don't back up the drive sometimes. I see that happen a lot. What do you think, Kristen? Very important, right? Working all the time?
Yeah, I think it's a constant challenge for artists out there to find constant work, to remain artistic, to try to stay in that headspace, to keep going. I mean, it's one of those things like I said, I mean, I was working in LA for about 10 years. I had so many contacts. I knew so many people. You know, I really got going on the independent scene. And then again, when I left, you know, I was very scared to leave my project in that space in Los Angeles and the people I know. But as soon as I opened myself up to new opportunity, you know, I moved into a new realm working with new contacts. And so I just kind of think it's one of those things that you can't give up on. You have to have patience.
Right.
You have to continue with your dream. You have to believe in what you do. You have to believe that you're good at what you do. You have to believe in your message. There has to be a message. And you just have to be thankful and appreciative of your fan base and just keep pushing. And as long as you have that in your heart, and you have that behind you, I don't think anything will stop you. And I really say that to all artists, you know, in really all different fields, anywhere from like a painter to a dancer to a singer. I think it really applies to all of us who are artists. And it's really hard to make a living off of your art and to support yourself and what you love and what you're passionate and what you want to do. But it can be done. You just really have to believe in yourself and you have to have that patience and that drive to make it happen. But you can do it. Anyone can do it. I really believe that.
I do too. And the cool thing, there's people like Kim, of Kim K. Jones that that looks out, and because there's a lot of people. Not only is it hard, there's a lot of people that try to pull you down, man. That happens a lot. And thankfully,
yes,
Kim looks out. That's very cool, you know. There's a lot of sharks in that water sometimes. In that blue, crystal clear water, you know. Crazy. Crazy.
There can be, and that's where a lot of artists, you know, and that's like with Kristen, you know, like she was just saying, is, you know, always believing and going after that, no matter, there's going to be setbacks in everything, but, you know, never give up on it. And once you get the right team, you know, and you're working hard at what you want, you're going to achieve it. It might take a little bit, but you're going to achieve it, and everything takes steps. But if you never give up, you will achieve that dream.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know, Kristen. You know, one of the things, I'm very blessed that, you know, God gave me this great hair. He didn't give me musical talent, though, to match it, which kind of stinks. But he also cursed me with expensive tastes, man. So I got to keep working just to try to do that, you know.
It's
I'm the kind
totally
of guy, if I go
okay
into the,
to love
to the
finer
store,
things in life, you know.
Oh, man, I was looking at ties the other day. I said, man, not that I need any new ties. But, you know, I got a closet full of them. But of course, I go over and I'm like, oh, I really like these. And then I turn it over, look at the price. I'm like, who pays $90 for a tie? Not me, but I wanted to. Yeah, no, well, I didn't want to pay that. I just wanted a tie. It's crazy. It's crazy. That's cool. Let's play another track. Let's play another track. What should we play next, Kristen? We've got Fun and Phoenix. Which direction do you want to go?
Let's play Fun because it's a pop rock song and it's a little bit different than history. It'll lead us in a different direction. And I have to say, the thing that's really special about this song is that initially I did it with producer Sean Gordon out of Los Angeles, and then I did some additional work on it with producer Robert Duran. So it's been through two separate studios and had a lot of work done to it. But I'd have to say, out of everyone who's really familiar with my music, this seems to resonate as everyone's favorite just for various reasons. I think it's really hooky, and I think people really kind of enjoy this one. So let's play this one and see what people think.
And they can relate. Everybody likes to have fun. Here it is.
Yeah,
this is
totally.
Fun. Kristen Falconer. Check it out, everybody. That was Fun, everybody. Kristen Falconer. I love that name, Kristen. Kristen Falconer. That's a great name. It's just great. Hopefully, I'm saying it right now. I think I am.
You are. You are.
But then again, I could have been wrong. Fantastic. I like that song, and I love the video. I've been putting the video up on my, if I can learn to talk, I've been putting the video up on my Facebook and social media, and it's also on my website this week. Just a fun video as well. I mean, how could it not be, right?
Oh, thank you. that was like a very, it was a very interesting shoot that we did. We had a lot of fun with that music video when we did the filming for that. I had really a lot of really interesting, talented people involved in that. And we actually filmed that at the Sound Bakery Studio, which is the production company that I work out of in Los Angeles. So it was just all over. All of us were having fun. It was truly like in the like celebration of the name of the song Fun. We had a lot of fun filming it. So it was good.
Very cool. Well, I'll tell you, you were out of sight on that staircase. A lot of fun.
Thanks.
Good stuff. Now, is there a set group of people? Do you have a group of girlfriends you go out with, like all the time and whatnot? Is there the Kristen Falconer gang that everybody watches out for when you hit the town?
Oh my gosh. I would like to think so. But yes, of course. No, I'm just kidding. I would say my best friend and I like to have a lot of fun. We go out and have a good time together. We definitely have New Year's Eve plans. So, you know, we've got that intact and we're ready to go on that.
Nice.
But yeah,
nice.
Yeah, we get dolled up and we have fun, not to overuse the name of my song, but yeah, we totally do.
Right. Well, you know, I think it's important. And they're definitely one of the things that fascinates me about women. One of the myriad of things that fascinate me about women in general is that the ritual of getting ready to go out. I've known a lot of women in my time, and very rarely, and I'm not saying this in a snarky way, oh, they take forever to get ready. Believe me, I appreciate it. I appreciate that time that's taken. But there's a ritual to it almost, and it's cool, but it's part of the process of the evening, getting ready, to go out and whatnot. And in addition to actually going out, where men, it isn't as, I don't think it's not as important,
Yes. Well, I know some guys that may take longer than I do. Like, I definitely have friends, like guy friends, that take longer than I do to get ready. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing because it takes me quite some time to get ready, but there's a few out there. I could definitely give you some names. I won't, but I know.
You wouldn't think so. You wouldn't think it would take you any amount of time for you to get ready, Kristen, because, you look magnificent and whatnot, and that's part of what you do for a living though, that whole modeling and actress thing, you just make it look natural, like no big deal.
Thank you.
But yeah, that's cool. I believe me, I grew up with three sisters, man. We had two bathrooms. You had to wait your turn. I know what you're saying. It's very important. Though, all the stuff. Very, very cool. Now, with fun, with that video. And like you said, it went through, two studios. When a new producer, and again, this is a question of ignorance because I'm just not in that business and I don't really understand it as probably well as I should. But when you bring a new producer on, does he listen like to one of your tracks like that and say, "Well, that's just, we have to do it this way now." And is that hard to take as an artist? Change and probably something you said, well, this is great the way it is, or how do you deal with that as an artist? Is it difficult?
Yeah, definitely. I think initially it can be difficult for anyone, but I think the really important thing to remember if you want to get involved in the entertainment industry, especially on either coast, New York or Los Angeles, and you want to get seriously involved, is you've got to learn to take criticism. I don't see criticism as a negative. I never have. I see it as, each time I have the opportunity to work with another talented producer who, by the way, only add to your sound in your production, taking different aspects and different suggestions into consideration from various individuals, from musicians that you work with, your producer, your team, It really enhances the sound and the music, and you have to learn to take some advice. I mean, I definitely do all of my own lyrics, and some of my lyrics have been changed in some of the harmonies and melodies and ad-libs a little bit here and there, tweaked by producers because they're like, this will sound better, and I agreed with them. I try to maintain as much control as I can over my own personal sound. And what I mean by that is the vocals. So if I'm working with a band, I let them, they're basically in control of the instrumental composition because that's what they're pros at. That's what they're masters at. I'm not going to tell them what to do. I'm not going to tell you how to play guitar. I don't play guitar. But when it comes to vocals, I'm going to be in charge of that. So I'm in charge of the lyrics and the vocals. And so I do all of the, you know, the harmonies, ad-libs, melodies, all of that is mine. And so I think when you work with other people on a team, you have to learn to let go of some of that control so that you can get a better sound. And it wasn't something that I was perfect at in the beginning, but it's certainly something that I've come to accept, and it's only helped me grow and evolve and become a better artist. With that being said, I would say at the same time, there's a lot of people in the industry who might overcompensate, or they might give you some bad advice, or they might overstep their grounds. So I think it's really important to have a voice and be really honest with what's okay, what isn't okay, what you're willing to deal with and what you're not. And because I think sometimes artists will get run over. So you have to, it's like a very interesting, delicate balance between the two. You have to be open to creative collaboration, but still protect yourself and your project and what's best for you. You know, you kind of have to be like a business person to some aspect.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, and it's, you know, when your name is on the door, you know, you got to do it. You just have to.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it. Crazy. Now, folks, we have a link up to Kristen's website. It's incredibly difficult to find. I'm kidding, of course. It's very easy to find. KristenFaulconer.net. And there's a link right there to it. And it's a fantastic website, too. I'm looking at it as we speak.
Thank you.
Just, very, very cool and easily navigatable. I harp on that so much. I tell you what it is, Kristen. I have so many artsy-fartsy friends, and they make these crazy websites that you just can't find anything on. And I get lost. And you know, I'm an old man. It's very hard for me. You know, I'm like, I wanted to listen to your music, but I couldn't find it. And they're like, well, did you give the monkey the banana and the tree? I'm like, no, I can't figure a puzzle out. Just put music and I'll go there and I can hear it, you know. it's good, but make it look good, you know. And yours accomplishes that. I don't know who does your website. Whoever does, pat them on the back. Buy them a Starbucks next time you're out and about because they deserve it. It's good.
Awesome.
Good
I will do that. Thank you.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
It's important to make stuff accessible, you know. Like, if you want people to hear it, they should probably be able to locate it, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Idea.
And, you know, there's one or two pretty pictures on there, too. yeah, they're all good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very professional and nice. It's very, very nice. And I want to let people know, too, in addition, there's links. Just scroll down, folks. And all the social media platforms you can get to. And I suggest, you know, Kristen's on everything, you know, so get over to Beatport and, you know, or Django and whatnot and follow her, or like her, however you do it over there. But yeah, that way you keep a track of what's going on, man. Are you a big social media person, Kristen? Do you like doing social media or, well, you grew up with it. I'm sure you're fine with it, you know?
Yeah. I grew up with it and I love
me,
social media because I – yeah, does it?
No, it does. Too much.
I mean –
there's too many.
Sometimes it's, like, difficult to keep up, right? Like, there's so many people that you have to keep up with. But I love it because it's a way for me to keep in touch with people that I – you know, as I'm moving a lot, I have people and friends all over the place. So that has been very convenient for me. And then also to get my message and my music out there, it's been fantastic because I can reach people that I wouldn't otherwise – have the opportunity to reach or have the ability to inspire if I inspire them. So, you know, that has been really like magical and, you know, really awesome for me. I love social media. So, yeah.
Oh, it is. It is. You know, when I first started doing the show a couple years ago, it was some guy emailed me and he's like, hey, he goes, I have a death metal band and we'd like to be on your show. And I'm like, well, we haven't had a death metal band on, you know, send me a link to your music and let's see where we go from there, you know. And it turns out this band was from Mozambique, Africa, you know, which blew me away.
Gosh,
I was
that's
like,
amazing.
Wow.
That's amazing.
There's a death metal
so
scene
cool.
in Mozambique. I had no idea. Yeah, and they were on the show and we're friends to this day. It's and that would you're absolutely right. That wouldn't have happened without social media. Very, very cool. Now, do you have a favorite one that you or I shouldn't say favorite. Do you have one that you're on more than the others? Are you on everything equally?
Okay, so I try to be on everything actively. And equally, because I don't know where everybody is. I mean, I have various people on various different sites. And then I have people who really enjoy my music all over the place, and I want to make sure that I reach out to all of them. So I try to be as equal as I possibly can be. So there, you know, if you hit any of the social media sites, you can be pretty much sure that I will get the message out to you or I will reach out to you either way. So,
nice.
You know, I try my best.
Well, that's the way to do it. That is definitely the way to do it. I myself need to hire a 14-year-old girl with a smartphone to get in here and, you know, keep it on point, baby. Keep it on point. I'm telling you, it's hard. It's hard for me. Great. On that note, let's play another song. We've got Phoenix.
Sounds
now, this
good.
Is featuring Chet McCracken. Tell us a little bit about this.
Oh. Okay, so Chet McCracken has got to be one of the best people in the world, and I have a little short story that I'll tell you about him. So I met him through my producer, Robert Duran, out of the Sound Bakery Studios in Los Angeles, and Chet McCracken used to play for the Doobie Brothers for pretty much the majority of his career. Yeah. So he's, I mean, a fantastic musician and a fantastic, like an amazing person, just the sweetest, kindest, most amazing man ever. So I had the opportunity and the honor to get to know him a little bit. And I remember it was one of my good friend's birthdays. And my good friend wanted a pair of drumsticks because he was taking up drumming. And he really wanted to learn how to play. And he really wanted a nice pair of drumsticks. And he's like, Kristen, what should I get, you know, for my birthday? And I was like, you know, that's a really great question. I'm a singer-songwriter, so I have no freaking idea, but let me reach out to some of my friends who are drummers, you know, and see if I can figure it out for you. So I reached out directly to Chet and I said, Chet, okay, so I have a friend, it's his birthday, he wants to get some drumsticks for his new set, he wants to take up drumming, he's really psyched, like, what do I get him? Because I don't know what's industry standard and I don't know, you know, like what's hype when it comes to drumsticks, like, you know, I'm totally clueless, help me. And he was like, well, come by my place. I'm going to give you a pair of mine, and I'm going to sign them for you. It just like nothing. Like, here you go.
Wow.
And that's the kind of person Chet McCracken is. And I literally went over to pick them up from him. He gave me a big hug and said, hey, I hope he enjoys these. And I was like, what do I owe you? He's like, oh, no, don't even think about it.
Wow.
Enjoy. And that's who Chet McCracken is, on top of being a fantastic musician. So, and this song has a lot of significance and metaphorical significance to me because it is about some of the struggles that I overcame and some of the things that I went through. And it's very personal to me. So it was just fantastic to have him be a part of this project and this song.
That's awesome. Oh, struggles and things you overcome. I thought your life was just all sunshine and roses all the time, Kristen.
I know, right? No. No. But I try to have fun at all times.
I am a musician, Jamie. I am a musician. There's a reason.
We are a bit emotional.
Exactly. Well, here it is, folks. This is Phoenix. Check this out. Fantastic track. Here it is.
We'll be right back.
There it is, folks. Phoenix featuring Chet McCracken. That was, of course, Kristen Falconer. I love that track, Kristen. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm telling you, that voice just will rock your face off. You know, that's good stuff. Good stuff, folks.
Well, that's my goal, to rock your face off, so.
Exactly. No, very, very cool. Very, very cool. And again, like I said, folks, you got to get over to KristenFalconer.net, like all the social media and everything. And while you're over there, what you can do right at the top, you can purchase these tracks and many more. Kristen's on everything. You're on iTunes, Amazon, Beatport, Google Play, everything, all digital music, all the digital music download places.
Yes, I am. I think my favorite of all of the sites that I'm on is I have a Pandora radio, because I know a lot of people listen to Pandora. So if you check out Pandora, I have a Falconer radio, and then also iHeartRadio. I have a station there too. So I know those two are super popular, and that's what I listen to. So if you listen to iHeart or Pandora, you could check out my radio on those as well.
That's outstanding. Outstanding and awesome. And any of the gamers out there, I just learned this. Folks, I'm an old man. My girlfriend Danny's really into the video gaming, and she cosplays all this stuff. Well, anyway, she was showing me the other day on her PlayStation 4, you can listen to Pandora and iHeartRadio on the PlayStation 4 console. I didn't know that. So, and we were listening to that the other day. So I do know it now. Very, very cool. Now, are you final question, Kristen? You had mentioned before you've got the big New Year's Eve plans. You're going to be there in town in Raleigh, or are you heading to a different town, or going to a secret party out in the woods with people? What's the big shenanigans in a general sense?
So I'll give you the 411. So my best friend and I, a group of folks, are heading out to downtown Raleigh, and we're going to get in a little bit of trouble, not a lot, but a little bit, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to go dance our little butts off and have some fun, no pun intended there, and definitely do it up.
Nice.
I'm excited about 2017. How about you?
I am as well. It's going to be an interesting year. I think there's, you know, the pendulum culturally, pop culturally wise, swung a little far in 2016, and it's going to be coming back, I think, in the other direction. This is how I've been around a while, folks. It's how it happens, you know. Believe me, don't
Definitely.
Give up hope. Yeah, no.
Right.
It's part of it. That's right. That's right. Well, cousin, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. You know, you're just awesome, and very, very cool. I can't wait to have you on again. And congratulations with signing with the new record company and whatnot. How exciting is that? That's cool.
I'm so psyched.
You know.
Am I allowed to give a shout out real quick before I leave?
Oh yeah. We have plenty of time. Go ahead. You can give several.
Okay, so I want to give a shout out to my mom and dad who are watching the show, and all my friends who have tuned in, and all of my fans, of course. Thank you so much. And all of the new listeners who I hope become new fans. Thank you so much. But I also want to give a huge shout out to Bentley Records, my new record label, to Kim K. Jones Pride Management, my management group, and also the Sound Bakery Studios, which is my production studio in Los Angeles, and just everyone who's listening. And of course, most of all, to you, Jamie, thank you so much for having a fantastic time.
Well, awesome. Thank you for taking time. I know it's a busy schedule and a busy week and whatnot, too. But thank you so much. You're just great. And like I said, I can't wait to hear more. Don't party too hard, because you got to get back to work and make some more of this fantastic music, you know?
I'll do it.
Yes. Nice. Cool. Well, folks, this will be converted to a podcast and out on all the social media platforms, including up for free on iTunes, probably in about an hour now. It depends on how fast our host servers working in New York, and I think it'll be fine. So probably about an hour, and it'll be all out there and everything. If you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. it just makes me look like a superstar, and that's very good when I have my meetings with the advertisers, you know. I'm kidding, kind of. But yeah, it doesn't cost you anything. Do it. Puts me at the top of the page. I love it. We will be back. What is today? Today is Wednesday. Hey, man, I got a couple days off because, yeah, New Year's Eve and all that. I got to get the Christmas decorations down from outside. Oh, my gosh. Hopefully I won't fall off the ladder like I did when I was putting them up. I think I got it figured out, man. I think I got it figured out. We will be back next Monday, and we will see you then. Have a great we'll see everybody next year. Have a great New Year's, everybody. Be safe. Be safe. Remember, we live in the time of Uber now, and, utilize that. Talk to you later. Kristen, have a fantastic night.
You too. Happy New Year. Thank you so much.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. They love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget, and, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
yourwebdesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi folks, are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Epperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Epperly Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at epperlyjewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Let me ask you now.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings, much more. Geico's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with Geico, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than Geico. More power to you. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Safeway offers grocery delivery right to your front door or even into your kitchen. You can order everything from fresh produce to milk and eggs to bulk items like bottled water, all your weekly grocery shopping needs, even your pet's food too. Enjoy free delivery on your first order. It's easy. And with 1-hour delivery windows, you get your groceries when it's most convenient for you. Just go to Safeway.com, click on the grocery delivery tab, or download the Safeway grocery delivery app and get your